And Madeline Jenner joins us now with what's making news around the world. Hi, Madeline.
Hi, Fran. Yeah, first to the Philippines this morning, where journalist and former Time Person of the Year, Maria Ressa, has been released on bail. Now, as we reported yesterday, the veteran journalist was arrested on Wednesday on cyber libel charges. Now, yesterday she was then released on bail and she spoke to the media.
It was a shock, and it only reminded me of exactly the themes that have been running through the last year or so. If you think about it, this is the sixth time I've filed bail in the last 2 months. This shows an abuse of power and a weaponization of the law. And now I am going to the Philippine government to demand my rights.
This charge against her relates to a seven-year-old report on a businessman's alleged ties to a former judge. She didn't write the story, but she is the CEO of Rappler, the website which published it. Now, the controversial cyber libel law actually came into effect after the article was published, which is one of her issues with her arrest. The arrest also comes just 2 months after the journalist posted bail on tax fraud charges, which she says are manufactured. Rappler is one of the few news organisations in the Philippines which has been critical of the government, and President Rodrigo Duterte in return has been critical of Rappler. Last year he referred to the website as a fake news outlet.
Since you are a fake news outlet, then I am not surprised that your articles are also fake. We can debate now. Tell me where is our lies, and I'll tell you where are yours.
Following her arrest, a spokesperson for the president said the arrest had nothing to do with freedom of the press. But speaking after her release, Maria Ressa disagrees. She says her organisation is being unfairly attacked because it writes stories about things like the drug wars in the Philippines.
We're not the only organization globally that's been called fake news. I'm very proud to join the ranks of CNN, of the New York Times, where leaders avoid any kind of accountability by labeling the news group trying to hold them accountable as fake. This is a tactic that we know is happening globally. I think the fight for democracy is global, and the fight against populist authoritarian style leaders, well, it's not just happening in the Philippines.
Now, as I mentioned, Maria Ressa was named one of Time's People of the Year last year. They awarded the title to a number of journalists last year. But her publication, Rappler, is in English largely, and she's probably more well-known outside the Philippines than she is inside. And inside the Philippines, support for the president remains strong. There are internal elections in the Philippines later this year, and polls suggest that those who the president is supporting will do well. So there doesn't appear to be any sort of groundswell of support for the opposition. These charges, if they go ahead, they are basically they're the last in a string against her, but these charges in particular carry a potential 12 years in prison. Some of the others carry 10, so all of those cases are waiting to see what happens. In other international news this morning, British officials say a teenager who joined Islamic State 4 years ago could face possible prosecution. This is the case of 19-year-old Shamima Begum. She was just 15 when she left Bethnal Green in London to join militants in Syria. She's now 9 months pregnant and wants to go home. Anthony Lloyd is a UK journalist for The Times, and he recently came across her in a refugee camp in Syria. He says the teenager is desperate to come home.
She's 9 months pregnant, going to give birth imminently, and both her infant children have died in the last 8 months. People should be very clear-eyed about this. She's two things. She is the 15-year-old schoolgirl who was groomed and lured to the caliphate. And 4 years later, with that background, she is an indoctrinated jihadi bride.
So as he mentions there, she's 9 months pregnant. She has lost two children in the last year or so. It's very unclear if she can get home. The UK Security Minister Ben Wallace says if she does, she will face an investigation into whether she has committed terrorist offences. And it's a really legally tricky issue because she was a child when she left for the UK. But the UK Security Minister has also told the BBC that he would not risk any British officials' safety in trying to bring her home. He said any Britain patients who went to Syria and engage and support terrorist activities should be prepared to be questioned and investigated. He also said there's no consular assistance in Syria and he would not assist any attempt to rescue her.
Okay, Madeline, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ren.
Madeline Jenny, you're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 10 minutes to 7.